The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Clint from Mystery Store is going to join us live, but via telephone at the bottom of the hour. That should be fun. And what is the worst way to walk as Christians? And finally, we're going to examine, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So people want to know, why do you do that intro, Dave? Why do you do that intro every time? Because pretty much those nine things cover everything in the world. So that way, during the show, I can kind of cover everything in the world. So, like, I'll talk about my life's insanities, like today when I put my coffee in the microwave just to warm it up, and I hit a simple 28. Unfortunately, it was 28 minutes. That didn't go well for the coffee. Hey, we're asking you. Bad call, right? We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. Just don't call us at the bottom of the hour because we got Clint calling in. You get it? 972-445-0770. Any topic, by the way, open for conversation, praise reports, prayer requests, whatever the case may be, as well as trivia. Keep in mind, it's not professional radio. Believe me, they don't pay me to do it. It's just that simple. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, let's give a shout out to our very own Kimberly McQuinn. Now, the only problem that I have in that whole song intro is that I don't have cats. But here's the bottom line, 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOME. That's her phone number, 903-48-HOMES. You just remember 48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. She works with first-time buyers, experienced investors. Kimberly works with foreclosures and short sales. She knows everything there is to know in the real estate realm. She's extremely knowledgeable. It's not just a hobby. You got to get past this hobby people doing real estate for hobby. It's not that it's a bad hobby to do, but you really want to work with somebody that's just got kidneys. They're connected to the real estate market. They know what's going on. They have a feel for it, and they have an opinion. I know that's horrible to say, but they need to have an opinion. They need to have an idea. They need to have a formulation of thought. Well, Kimberly McQuinn absolutely has that. And you want to turn to Kimberly. You want to turn to an expert. You want to turn to realtyteam.com. That's their website. Also, you can connect with them through hemustincrease.org. Right? Hold on. I'm writing this down. Three times. Connect with them through hemustincrease.org directly off our website. For those that are interested in the app, there is a new version of the app coming out. It is a free app. I don't know. I'm the one that's coding it, so I don't know how to do the update thing. Don't ask me. I think it works for other people. It just doesn't work for me. And this is going to have kind of a montage of some stuff on the show. It's got some pictures. It's got some vision. It's got some the mission that we've got. It's got all these different little new cool things. Plus, it's free. Plus, it's not big. Plus, it's easy to download. And then if you've got Android, you can do that directly by going to the Android App Store and just typing in He Must Increase. If you have an Apple, we have the KAAM 770 app, which is absolutely free. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. It's all right. All right. I'm not going to do a lot on politics today. I'm not going to do a lot on politics probably tomorrow or the next day or whatever. But I will tell you this, because we are getting closer and you guys are just now getting used to the show and getting a feel for the show. It gets a little more political the more the candidates speak and try to use scripture. So if you are looking for a show that won't say anything politically, that's not going to happen. But the reason we don't just dive in and do politics is because I am a Bible-first guy. And my mindset is I don't really have a problem people having different political positions. But when people start quoting scripture to use it to their advantage, you will see my head explode. And so every time that happens, no matter which side it happens on, before it's left, before it's right, it's top center, you will hear me respond. Because it's like, this is what the book says. Okay? This is what the book says. Okay? This is what the book says. Not we're going to take a conglomeration of 15 different things and do it out of context. We're not doing that. I don't care if somebody's got a PhD from Princeton. If they don't know what the book says, then they failed reading 101. See Dick Run. See Jane Run. See Jane Run after. I mean, it's like, come on. So there's some things you'll see me just kind of lose it in. That will be those things. I have forewarned you. You have been warned. Any idea what today's holidays is? Let me tell you what today's holidays are. Do you have an idea?
None.
Not a clue. Okay. Abraham Lincoln's birthday is kind of a holiday. I just want to point that out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it's also Plum Pudding Day. Now, that's great if you like plum pudding. I do not like plum pudding.
I never had it, so I really can't say.
I'm not a big fan. Paul Bunyan Day, it is also that. That's kind of, you know, kind of big and out there.
I love Paul Bunyan.
I like Paul Bunyan. And then it's National Lost Penny Day, which at some point better become National Lost Quarter Day because nobody's really picking up pennies anymore.
I know. What do you do with pennies? If I'm cleaning the house, I toss them.
You know, I have 9 or 10 pair of loafers. I could probably get a gumball. Anyway, all right, for those that want to know, on this day, watch this. This is cool, especially if you have a little bit of East Coast in you at all. In 1879, on this day, the first artificial ice rink opened in the United States. In 1879, on February 12th, I thought that was kind of cool. The first around-the-world automobile race. For those that remember Wacky Races? Remember the cartoon? Remember It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, that movie where they were all running around all those big stars? Well, this was the actual first, took place 112 years ago, first automobile race around the world.
The first cannonball run.
Yeah, the first cannonball run. Exactly. Notice I didn't say who won, how it finished, or how I got through the water. No, I just skipped that part. I just went right past it. And then I thought this was cool. It's one of those weird things. First televised sporting event took place on this day in 1931. And finally, in 1994, the picture, the painting, The Scream. You know The Scream? It's got the guy who's got a head that's shaped like a pear, and then he's got his two hands on his head. It's kind of like what Macaulay Culkin, whatever that guy's name is, did The Scream, like, ah!
Right.
Yeah, that was stolen in 1994, and there was a ransom to collect it for $414,000. Well, somebody was screaming about it, but nobody heard. Okay. And now I'm going to let Wonder Julie alone. She got a lot to do. Let's get into our right off the bat. This is just a classic, one of the worst ways to walk. I'm not talking about walking with a cane. I'm not talking about somebody who's having a hard time walking. You know I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Christian walk. There are a couple of things that are at the top. One of them that's at the top is walking as a hypocrite. That's horrible, right? Terrible. Jesus, they just couldn't stand that, right? In Matthew 23 alone, there are at least 13, if not 16 insults, yeah, from Jesus to the religious leaders for their hypocrisy. Oh, you can't insult anybody as a Christian. Well, don't tell Jesus. He'd be in a lot of trouble then. John chapter 12, that's not it though. John chapter 12, verse 42 through 43. This is my, I have an opinion, worst way to walk. If you've not heard the expression, two Jews and three's opinion, get it, three opinions, get on board. Here's what it says. Nevertheless, Many did believe in Jesus, even among the rulers. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him. So they would not be banned from the synagogue, for, here it is, they loved praise from men more than praise from God. That's it. If you live your life to the praise of people, that is the worst walk possible. Not only will you end up with hypocrisy, not only will you be untrue, not only will you be a liar, you're just going to be pathetic before the true faith because man's praise becomes more important than God's praise. And again, man has no heaven to put you in. There's no eternal crown a man can put on your head or a woman can put on your head ever. Only the Lord has a heaven for you to live in. And all of this praise that people are seeking from one another, I mean, if you haven't noticed it, but the news people, give praise to the news people. Hollywood gets up there and says, aren't we great? Look, we're going to celebrate ourselves. All of those things. And it's like, you know what? Praise from God. That is what we should be pursuing. They did believe, by the way. It says, nevertheless, many did believe in him, even among the rulers. But because of the Pharisees, they would not confess him. So there was a denial of Jesus Christ because praise from people was more important. And you can be assured of a few things. If the world loves you, you're in trouble with God. It reminds me of Herod, King Herod Antipas, who was in the moment when he was giving his speech in Acts chapter 12, and he was speaking, and they're like, "Oh, it's the voice of a God! He's so fantastic! It's wonderful!" And the scripture says, because he did not give praise to God, he was smitten with worms. Like, it's a couple ways to go. That might not be the one you want to do. And so what I'm saying is just as straightforward as can be. Before there's any of this, we talk about sin, we talk about redemption, we talk about healing, we talk about grace, we talk about mercy. I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm just making it plain, simple, and known. If you live for the praise of people, you're dumb. How about that? It's like, you can't say stuff like that. Yes, I can. And I have done it. And I struggle in and out with it like other people. And I'm not just talking about media. I'm talking about even the praise. Approval from people is not approval from God. People look on the outside. God looks on the inside. It's a whole different portrait. So my strong encouragement is not to walk in one of the worst ways possible as a Christian. Do not live your life for the praise of people, the people around you, that surround you, and most definitively, worldly or people that are a part of the world system. Live for the praise of God and for God alone. And if people don't like it, tough. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM. The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You are welcome to reach out to us, 972-445-0770, and say howdy. Website, hemustincrease.org, where we have an opportunity for people to give. I mention that because our ministry, no longer a business, now it's a ministry, nonprofit, 100% tax deductible, tis what it is, and what we now rely on are ministry partnerships and listener donations. That's what we're doing. And there's days where I sit there and I say, why am I doing this? I could go sell and make, you know, $100,000 a year doing whatever. I can sell widgets. And the Lord's like, nope, 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 nope. And it's like, okay, I got to just trust in the Lord. I got to do exactly what everybody else is called to do. You know, I get in here. I want to say this. I get into this spot, and I talk on the radio, and I go through the same struggles, the same process that everybody else goes through. But for 1 hour every day, I just feel like I have this – I'm in this partnership with the Lord that he's just helping me. Some days obviously go better than others. But when I'm here and I'm sharing with you and I know it's touching people and I get the emails that testify to that, and I've gotten multiple emails, and they're such a blessing. And it's one of the biggest blessings I get. I think it's probably the biggest blessing for Noelle and I. It just makes it right, and it makes the fight worth it. And we're going to discuss that in length. In fact, I'm going to probably go right into that. And the reason is because there is a part of the process, and when we changed and went, you know, from David Spoon Ministry to He Must Increase Ministry, or He Must David Spoon Media to He Must Increase Ministry, it was a kind of a, you know, a learning curve, and not everything, as you know, has changed over perfectly. So you just got to be patient on some of that, right? I know you guys will be patient on that. But as we are moving through it, we are learning and growing, and just like everybody else. I've been a Christian for 41-plus years, and I have discovered that if I'm a Christian for 82-plus years, I will still be growing. I will still be learning. And one of the things I wanted to talk about in this segment right here, after, you know, kind of right there from launching from HemusIncrease.org, is this passage in Mark chapter 9, verse 24. Now, I've told you before, I don't believe that any Christian really needs to have that. I don't think it's plagiarism when people use other people's material in order to share points and biblical concepts. I do tell you where my sources come from, but I don't think it's as big a deal as most people make it, because every biblical truth comes from God. And we have freely received, freely give. And so that's what we do. This happens to come from Pastor Ray. I have a great devotional that I receive from Pastor Ray. And probably once every 10 days or 12 days, I use his material here in one of the segments. Because it's good. Because I will use whatever it is that can help me draw closer. And I will share that with you in order for you to draw closer. That's the goal, for all of us to draw closer to the Lord, right? So he wrote this one called Help My Unbelief. I want to share it. So it's Pastor Ray from Maranatha Chapel in Escondido. I think Pastor Ray Ministries is on Facebook. You can always sign up yourself. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Before we get into the text, how many of you have gone through that exact same thing where you have faith, but there's a part of you that's operating in not faith? And that's what he writes about, and I think that's what we all go through. Here's what he wrote. A despairing father cried these words to Jesus. His admission of unbelief had nothing to do with doctrine, creeds, or religious issues. Neither did his declaration of I believe. He was a man with a dying son, and as he watched over his sick and possessed child, he realized he could lose him, and he admitted what is true for all of us during the crises of life. We are a mixture of belief and unbelief. Most believers believe. We accept the truth of God's existence, and we cling to the hope of his love. But there are times when faith is hard to grasp, hard to feel, difficult to see, and we wrestle with our mixed emotions. Have you ever felt like you just needed to throw off the pretense and carefully protect image of good Christians or faithful churchgoers and declare in honesty, help me with my unbelief? Watch this. This is what's great. By including this story in the Gospels, the Lord is giving us permission to do that. This desperate father knew where to turn when the person he loved most on the earth, his beloved son, was in danger. He had that much belief. His emotions, his fears, and his natural love for his son may have interfered with that belief, but he knew where to turn for help. Did you get that? He knew where to turn for help. Did you get that? He knew where to turn for help. Jesus was quick to relieve him. He healed the man's son and taught his disciples the power of prayer, and he demonstrated once again his unfailing love. Now, why I love this devotion, there's two main points that come out of this, because I'm a person that I believe, but there are times where I could go before the Lord and I say, help my unbelief. And if you don't think that happens in my finances or in other areas, like with my grandson, which is at the forefront of my prayers every single day, I know God's getting irritated about that, and my daughter going through such strain, you're crazy. I mean, this is one of the biggest things where I'm like, come on, God, come on. What do I need to do? What can I trade? What can I bargain with for you? What do I need to do? Do I need to do this function or have this attitude, or do I need to spit nickels? Do I need to bounce on one leg? Give me something. I'll do it so I can get to this point where my grandson Easton Scott's fine and we don't have to sit there and freak out about paying rent, paying radio. Help us, help us, help us. All we want to do is be a part of your kingdom and be a part of what you're doing. I go through that just like you do. And when you read this, and that one line that Ray put in there, by including this story in the Gospels, the Lord is giving us permission to be able to say to him, I believe, help my unbelief. He's showing us by example. And the great line, the best line in the whole devotion is, he knew, that father knew where to turn for help. He turned to Jesus. You know, I always thought, we got to get this bumper sticker out to Joy and to her sister. So, in fact, I think I need to get her address. But the bottom line is, what a great bumper sticker would be if somebody would just write, ask Jesus to help. just four words. Ask Jesus to help. And if you were Yiddish or Jewish a little, you could go, couldn't hurt. You know, it's like, because it's like, come on. He's where we go. And there are times where your faith is higher and you're able to push past some of those doubt. And there's other times where you have to, the fight seems to be greater. And I don't see that as weird. I see that as exactly what the disciples went through. That they had times where their faith was much higher. When they would have victory, they were full of joy. They were full of confidence. When they would have a failure, they would struggle to regroup and Jesus would restore. I mean, just think about Peter. We've never not taught on this yet, but three times he denied Jesus. Do you have any idea how low Peter must have felt? I mean, just be honest. Three times after spending 3 years, you know what Jesus did? He restored him three times. It's amazing. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing point in Scripture. Here's the thing. The thing is that Jesus knows you're going through it. You don't have to be dishonest about it. You don't have to be fake about it. You can be real about it. But bring it to Jesus and let him bring you the relief, the grace, the mercy that you're seeking. And if you need to know how to formulate a prayer, I'll help you out. Okay, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you write this prayer. Ready? Because you're a believer, you can do this a little quicker. Ready? Jesus, please help. There it is. Three words. You can do it. I know you can do it. Jesus, please help. You can do it. And here's the thing about it. He knows. Why does God allow that stuff to go on? The whole point about everything continuing from where it is, besides making you reflect and look more and more like Jesus and strengthening your faith and giving you greater tenacity and greater perseverance, the whole point to all of this is the very point that started off in the garden, which for some reason we all seem to miss. What is it that God created the garden for? Fellowship with mankind. Everything God does is geared towards that fulfillment. Fellowshipping with us. You know one thing that always happens in the hardest of times? You draw closer to God. Ding, 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 ding. There's a clue. Maybe we should go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. Because the Lord is drawing us in. Drawing us into him. You get that? I mean, it's kind of a cool principle to understand. You're not going through this stuff just because you're a rotten person. I'm going through this because I'm terrible. If God put everybody through what they deserve to go through, we would all just be in hell. And that would be the end of it. Now, that's it. We're done. And then that concept that comes out of government, and I'll just say it real quickly, man is basically good. Uh-uh. Jesus said, if you then who are evil... Okay, get it? We're evil, but by the grace of God, we go forward. All right, you can take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com or call 903-484-6637. That's 903 803-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Is the David Spoon experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign.
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
ladies
right.
And gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, nay. He nay a captain. Nay. Now, it is true.
Name the cereal?
No.
Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's the new. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They're not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
Welcome
back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You can go to livinginhisgrip.com to get that music for free. And not that music, just the other music. There's other music playing. Also, you can reach us by reaching out to 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org, on the phone. With me right now, the man, the myth, the legend. It's been hard to get him in, but he is here now. Ladies and gentlemen, Clint from Mr. Restore. Clint, are you there with us?
I am here.
Yay!
I'm not sure who the legend part is. They must be somewhere else.
All right.
But I am, in fact, here.
I appreciate it. And I'm really happy that we're able to do this because I've just wanted to get you in. But I was telling the audience, hey, it takes like 3 hours out of the block of his time. And that's a lot of time for somebody who's as busy as you are to come in and do interview stuff. And so that way I just want you to be on the air, have a good time, and be able to call in. It's just a whole lot better. Let me ask you this right off the bat. You got all this rain and all this stuff going on. Are you busy?
You know, we're always relatively busy. The funny thing about the rain is it doesn't, like this kind of rain, doesn't impact us significantly unless it all comes in at one time, right? So you start getting several inches at once, then, yeah, you're going to have people's yards that flood and neighborhoods that flood and all that takes place. We haven't gotten any of that really yet because it's come in. It just hasn't stopped raining, but it hasn't come in as a massive flood event.
Okay, so it didn't really increase a lot of your time, but then you guys are busy all the time. It doesn't fully matter. Let me ask you this question that I didn't get to ask you before. What should people be aware of? I mean, is there a possibility that there could be something going on that needs a restoration service that they're not even aware that it's in process? In other words, besides massive amounts of water leaking down the side of their wall, is there other things that they could be aware of?
Oh, for sure. Like there are things that people need to check regularly. Like for instance, in a big portion of the Metroplex, water heaters are in the attic of the second floor of homes. At one point, part of the code and a couple of these cities actually required that to be the case. So water heaters don't, you know, announce when they're going to start leaking. Instead, they just start leaking, and then they overflow the pan. And generally, it takes a little bit before you notice the result of that. So now you have a massive amount of water everywhere because you have a 50-gallon water heater in your attic that the bottom is falling out of, and it's actually flooding everything, and you don't know it until you don't get to stop it on time. So check your attic. Look at the pan of water and see if there's any inkling of water there. If there is, get it addressed. Supply lines are a big issue. You know, if you have stainless steel braided hoses that are under your washing machine, I deserve that.
All right. Hey, do me a favor, Clint. If you got the radio on, do me a favor and just turn it down. We're getting a little bit of
There is no radio
back.
On.
Oh, so it must just be where you're at. Okay. So, well, then let me ask you this. Then do you do evaluations for people? Do you go through homes and check those things for people, or do they need to do that on their own, or how does that work?
No, we actually do that. So, you know, if somebody thinks they have a concern, we can actually come in and do an evaluation and see what's taking place inside the home for them. Look around, do some inspections, and see if there's some things they need to be concerned about. Generally, we do that. Most of our calls, David, come in when somebody has actually had an issue. That's 95% of what we do, is that somebody calls us because, oh, no, I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, crawled out of bed, and stepped into a puddle of water.
Wow. Right, that's a disaster. I mean, their house then at that point. And I have to ask you this, because we didn't really talk a lot about this. You had mentioned it the last time we did an interview, but is that then some of the opportunity for mold to become a part of people's homes and different things start growing that aren't normal within a person's home or in their office complex or apartment or wherever they are? Different things grow out of that water that's seeping around, right?
Well, it can, right? So having water present itself inside your home isn't necessarily an issue. That, in most cases, the majority of what we deal with can be dried. And it's going to fix that problem if it's addressed quickly. Generally speaking, it takes 72 hours of moisture to be present without changing the conditions for it to start growing or causing secondary damage or growing mold. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have other issues, because in a rain environment like this, if you have it super cold outside and you have it really nice and toasty in your home, and you are not you don't have the proper vapor barriers established in your house, then certainly you can have secondary damage issues and mold starting to grow from stuff you can't even see.
All right. So then when you talk about that, let's kind of go into that. So there's like a 72-hour window before there becomes a real problem. And then once you get past that, I mean, the whole idea is to get it before it gets to that, which is all part of what you guys do on your emergency response and on-site right away. Is that why you guys do that as quickly as you do?
Well, that's correct. Yeah, because we want to start affecting the change of conditions immediately. Now, let me clarify a little bit. 72 hours is when it starts to cause secondary damage from, like, microbial-type growth. It takes about that period of time. If you leave wood wet for 12, 14, 16 hours, it can swell. There are certain things that are going to ruin regardless of what we do or how fast we get there.
Right.
If you have what's called MDF, medium density fiberboard. It's essentially cardboard on steroids, but they use that to make cabinets and trim and doors and all sorts of things now. If that gets wet and it touches a raw piece of that MDF, it's going to swell. I can dry it, but I can never return it to its pre-loss condition. So in some cases, we're trying to get out there because we're trying to save structural materials, but we're also trying to affect drying quickly so you avoid secondary damage. The reality is, David, everything's going to dry on its own eventually. If you eliminate the source, it will all dry. It's just what's the result of the dry.
Right. So that when you're talking about that wood swelling, though, because you can't unswell it, does it ever return to a kind of a more of a normalized state, or does it stay in that swelled state throughout, and does it lose any integrity because of that?
Well, some of it, I would say everything loses its structural integrity as a result of swelling. If it's not like it was when the factory manufactured it, then it's lost some integrity. So let's talk about a couple things. Medium-density fiberboard wood trim, right? Baseboards, door jams, things of that nature. They will go back down a little bit, but they are not going to ever be what they were originally. So typically, in a claim-related situation where your insurance company is involved, they're going to pay to then plus that if the...
Uh-oh, I think we lost him. Hold on one second. Let's give him a chance to come
back.
Subject
that you brought this up.
Yeah, there it is. Can you repeat that last line? Because we missed that very last line.
Well, I said wood floors. It's an interesting subject that you brought up, talking about wood floors. So wood floors, if they're nailed down wood floors, they're a tongue and groove environment. So one piece slides into another piece, and that part of that gets nailed down. So when those cup, a lot of times we can get those to lay back down. The problem is if it was nailed down and it cupped, meaning the edges of each strip of wood floor came up and raised, then something happened to the nail that was there. Either the nail stayed in the piece that it was mounted to and the wood floor pulled through it, or all of it pulled loose. So when the wood lays back down, which we can make happen in some cases, in a lot of cases, there's still an integrity issue because now it's not nailed down like it was originally. So then you wind up with floor squeaks and things of that nature.
Wow. There's so much damage that can take place. Let me ask you a question, because one of the things that we promote on the show for Mr. Restore, which, by the way, folks, MrRestore.com. That's the website, MrRestore.com. One of the things you guys mention is advanced drying technologies. I just have to know. I sit there and think about drying, and I think of a hair dryer, and then somebody turns a hair dryer on and just, you know, kind of just puts
it. Yeah, sure.
Yes. What does that mean, advanced drying?
Honestly, it's not significantly different than that, right? So in that example, what happens with a lot of restoration companies, a lot of our competition, so they do what we call cut and gut restoration. They don't use the science behind drying to effectively dry a structure. Instead, they take out everything that was wet, even if it doesn't swell and could be dried. They remove it and they dry whatever is remaining that they can't physically remove, like the framing of your structure, the home. So then you start talking about an extended period of damage and time to deal with fixing that problem. It honestly, it would equate to you deciding, now this doesn't apply to you because you don't have this opportunity, but it would apply to your wife deciding that because she got her hair wet, she needs to cut it off instead of blow drying it.
Got it.
Silly.
Got it. Wow, that's an excellent illustration. But it's really good. That's really a good picture because it really helps you understand what's going on and what's the process. I just want to make sure everybody knows all the areas that you cover, because you guys cover a lot of territory, don't you?
We do. We cover the entire DFW Metroplex. So we have two local offices. One is in Lewisville, Texas. It's kind of North Dallas. From that office, we cover the entire DFW Metroplex. So we cover Aledo and Granbury and Weatherford, and we cover up to Sherman. So lots of big reach that we touch from here. And then we have an office in Amarillo, which covers and services the panhandle of Texas as well. So we cover a big portion of the state just from these two offices. And then obviously large catastrophe events, we respond to those. So we had crews in Houston when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, and we covered some pretty substantial projects. One of those was, you know, the CBS 11 station that went underwater on television. We cleaned up that structure. So, like, we've done some substantial coverage of the state of Texas, for sure.
All right. I got to ask you this, because this is we're just going to go a couple more minutes. I know you're on the phone, so I know it's a little less convenient than, like, sitting down and stuff. But I'm just kind of curious. I mean, can you just kind of give me a picture? Somebody calls in or they go to the website. Kind of just walk me through. Okay, well, then when they call in or when we get something from the website, tell me what happens from that moment to restoration. I mean, what happens?
So if they call in, the phone rings to five of us at once. So it's, 20% chance they're going to wind up with me on the phone. It's actually higher than that because I'm quicker on answering the phone than a lot of the guys. But they'll wind up with me on the phone. We're going to have a discussion about what's going on. Like, what we want to try to do is understand the situation they're dealing with. Because in our world, David, it's interesting how we'll have some people say, call, and they're absolutely panicked. Their house is flooded, and oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take care of this. And I mean, it's a terrifying experience for them. We get on site, and it's very minimal. It's easy to address. It's an easy cleanup. It's not an expensive event. And then we have some people call, and they're like, we have a little bit of water on the floor. Like, no rush. You guys just get here when you can. And we get out there, and essentially they built an indoor pool in their house. It's ridiculous. So it's all about perception with people. So we try to get that information out of them in conversation up front. Also recognizing that sometimes they're panicked, right? So they don't want to spend a ton of time with me just asking questions. They want somebody responding. So we're going to try to get them information. We're going to explain to them what we're going to do. I will get crews on site generally within about 45 minutes. Sometimes an hour, we promote that we'll be anywhere in the Metroplex within an hour. We arrive on scene. We step into the environment, introduce ourselves to the client. Technician's going to be there. Most of the time I have a lead tech on site that has some experience, and they're going to be able to evaluate what's going on, understand safety issues, right? So if you've got a lot of water and you've got electronics that are plugged in, I want to deal with the safety issues and make sure I'm addressing your safety and my team's safety first. Then I'm going to document what's going on. I want to document with photographs, load into our project management system to tell a story of what has occurred and what we're doing. Then the next thing is remove what we call the easy water. So anything I can extract and get out, I'm going to do that because I can dry significantly faster by physically removing the water. But at the same time, I want to save as much of the structure as I can save because I don't want to throw away stuff. I want to save. So equate it to me running your house through the spin cycle of your drying or of your washing machine. I'm getting rid of as much of that water as I can so the drying process takes place better. At that point, I'm going to check on your contents. If it's in your bedroom, I'm going to maybe put your bed up on blocks. I'm going to pick some stuff up out of the way. I'm going to try to see if I can deal with salvaging part of as much of your content and structure as possible, documenting what I'm doing along the way. Then we bring in fans that move an awful lot of air and make a lot of noise. It's loud. It's inconvenient. But to dry your structure is imperative. So then we bring fans in, dehumidifiers that actually suck the moisture back out of the air that I'm putting in the air through the evaporation process. And then we deal with your insurance company to make sure they pay for what we've done and explain to them what we've done and help them understand why we know more than they do about the drying process and why our bill should be what it is and hopefully get a check. If there's any repairs to be done, then we coordinate all that with our reconstruction crews and, you know, replace your floor or baseboards or cabinets or whatever was insanely damaged and paint it, touch it up, make it look pretty, hand you the keys back, and hopefully have a great experience with both of us.
Excellent. Man, that is excellent. I mean, I've actually never heard anybody walk it through from A to Z, from step one to close. That was an excellent job. Yeah. I mean, I actually thought you just kind of walked me through that. That was really good.
It's the first time I've ever done that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was really, really good. Not only was it really decent radio, it was really informative. It was like, wow, that's really fascinating. Wow. It's like, wow.
Thanks, David.
That's good. All right, so I do want people to know a couple things. 877-631-7576. That's their phone number, 877-631-7576. Also, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org and see them through our ministry partners links, as well as just go to MrRestore.com, and you can touch base with them. One out of five shot that you might get Clint on the phone. You never know. If you mention you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might get a lollipop. I don't know. Maybe they'll do that for you. Here's the bottom line. If you need help, Clint is your man. Mr. Restore is your company. That's what you need to get the restoration right. Excellent job, Clint. Yeah, it's so much easier for us to do this by phone. I'm so happy you did this, and I just think it great.
And I apologize. Like, we'll try to get into the studio as much as we can. Some days it's just predicated by other life experiences that make me do this. So I apologize to anybody on the lack of quality on my end. But, yeah, we'll get back in there soon.
All right. I thank you so much, my brother, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. Be safe.
Thanks, David.
All right. God bless. All right. What an excellent job. I'm just telling you, I mean, that was a really good phone interview. I'd never heard anybody walk me through point A to point B. That was really good. So I liked it. And he just did a fabulous, fabulous job. So here's the bottom line. If you have anything going on where you need help, any kind of restoration, any kind of, you know, I'm not even sure, I need somebody to inspect it, or, oh, we got some water, I don't know what's going on, or we have a whole well in the middle of our living room and we need something to take place and somebody to help us, MrRestore.com. That's where you want to go, or call them directly at 877-631-7576. I don't know what it is about Clint. I just have this – I mean, I just think he's a great guy. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, it's one of those things. So I appreciate that he took the time and he was able to get that done. All right. So obviously we skipped our break. I just want to say thank you to Wonder Julie for being adaptive. Get it? Because they're part of the adaptive training. That was very adaptive of you. So I appreciate that very much. Let's go into our final teach for the day. I do want to give a quick shout out, if you guys don't mind, for our, in fact, if we got to get her back into the studio, for Stephanie Vasquez. Stephanie is the New York Life Insurance agent, and she's one of our ministry partners. And if you're looking for somebody to help you kind of pull it together and get your savings together, get your life insurance together, get yourself some financial planning, and you've not done any planning, Stephanie is the gal. That's just – how do I say that any different? She's the gal. There you go. How about that? Did you want to play her a little?
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. Show you this. I can help.
That's right. Stephanie Vasquez. So you can reach her through HeMustIncrease.org, our links. Plus, you can also go to Facebook or LinkedIn and type in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL, for New York Life. Just that simple. And if you have any problem getting in touch with her, you let me know, because we have contact with her on a regular basis. Okay, here we go. Last big teach of the hour. I don't know why I love doing radio. It's just so weird. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's almost like that's what I don't know if I was built for it. That seems kind of weird. I was built for the glory of God, but that's just tons of fun. Anyway, here we go. John chapter 19, verse 35. John chapter 19, verse 35 says this: "He who saw this has testified so that you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he is telling the truth." Now, I want to read that again, because sometimes you read this and you think, did you really say it that way? "He who saw this has testified so you also may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows he's telling the truth." He who saw this, that refers to John, and referring to the life of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, and by this writing, the resurrection of Jesus. And John's like going, I'm telling you that this happened. Now, you can't, what he's saying straight out, when he says his testimony is true, and he knows he's telling the truth, you can't deny what this witness is. You can't deny. Now, just because we don't understand everything that God is doing, and just because all of our theology doesn't happen to fit into the box of God that we have created, doesn't mean God didn't do it. There are things that take place in our lives that are testimonies. And I think what happens is we consider testimony something where we need to validate it through logic, or we need to validate it in some capacity, and that is the exact opposite of what is true. You're simply telling what God did in your life. And I promise you, if it's genuine and it's from the Lord, most of the time, it's not logical. It doesn't make sense. It's not something that you just look at and go, well, I can understand that. 2 + 2 = 4. With God, 2 + 2 = 63 million. You just have no idea what he's going to do. And so the testimony that you have that takes place in your life, just because people on television wouldn't get it, doesn't mean you don't share it. And the purpose of that testimony, that the benefit from that testimony, is for others and for ourselves. And you think, well, how can sharing my testimony be a benefit to me? Because you hear it with your own ears, the things that God has done. Now watch this. And you know it's true because it happened to you. And you don't need to defend that. I think most people think, well, in order to share my testimony, I kind of need to speak like Billy Graham. It's like, no. If God wanted Billy Graham to have your testimony, he would have had what happened to you happen to Billy Graham. He had it happen to you for a reason. You're the steward. Oh, this is so good. You're the steward of your testimony. God has committed to you a stewardship. And that's the work that he's done in your life. Whether it makes sense or it's nutsy cuckoo, doesn't matter. I mean, you can no more explain how God has saved you from death 1,000 times. You can't just put it out on a blueprint and make it work. It's not like a mechanical piece. You're not a mechanical engineer in this capacity trying to build something that works. It doesn't work that way because the blueprint of God goes beyond physics. It's supernatural. It's the natural, and then add the word super to it. It goes beyond it. Just like the peace that comes from God is beyond understanding. And that's on a regular basis for us as Christians, that the peace of God in our hearts and minds, which is beyond understanding. Well, our testimonies oftentimes are beyond understanding. They're not that logical, in a box, make it simple, keep it easy. It doesn't matter. It's still something that God made us a steward of and something that we need to be faithful in sharing. And so my point to you is for you and I and all of us to share. You don't have to share it eloquently. You don't have to say, make every single point. You don't have to remember every single detail. Did God help you? Did God deliver you? Did God free you? Did God touch you? Say that. Oh, I went through that, but God helped me through it. What? Now, let me tell you what happened. Bam. And you don't have to be perfect when you communicate it. You just got to be you. That's why God gave it to you, so that you would be you when you share it. You are a steward of the testimony of God. Oh, I love it. I hope you remember that. I hope you keep that in your mind and heart, because that is gold. All right? Okay. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.